This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, on the video.
If they had a been like me.
It absolutely is. Once again, a huge welcome, everybody. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons, here with you now till 8 o'clock tonight. Keep your dial here, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com, or say to your smart speaker, play Phoenix FM. One of my listeners has just posted on my Facebook page, they did that, and Alexa said, cannot find Peanut FM. Obviously, enunciate. There you go, that's all I'm going to say. But amazingly, the cleaner has just wandered into the studio once again. Winnie, are you there?
Oh, well, that's a bit of an insult. Oh, isn't it, Mr. Simmons? We have a relationship now.
I'm terribly sorry, Winnie. I should have said, what, operational management executive or something.
No, Winnie, your number one fan, Mr. Simmons. You know that. Oh, I love you to pieces, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, is that why you had that inappropriate hug with me when I came in?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you've got a bottom to die for. Love a bit of a squeeze of your buns, Mr. Simmons.
Thanks, Winnie. That's a lovely start to the show.
Made my year.
Well, I'm thrilled for
it. I did ask first, though, didn't I?
You did, yeah. Very polite with it.
So no, can I squeeze your buns, Mr. Simmons? And you said, I haven't got any buns. I've not been to the baker's. I said, oh, Mr. Simmons, you're so funny.
It was completely consensual when you did ask, so that's wonderful. Now, do you know what day it is today, Winnie?
It's Tuesday, Mr. Simmons. I'm here every Tuesday. You know that. Have you been drinking again?
No, I was just checking, because sometimes the station management say that Winnie hasn't got a clue what day it is. But, no, what I meant is, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today.
Oh, that's me, Secondhand Winnie.
Is that what you...
Secondhand Winnie, oh, yes.
Do you recycle your clothes? Do you go and get new ones quite frequently? Or have you
It's all recycled, all old clothes, all hand-me-downs.
Oh, is that what you've got?
Hand-me-downs, that's what I've got. And my Willie's not the same. He likes to buy a new jacket every now and then.
Does he? Or likes to splash out?
He hasn't bought a new jumper since 1972. He was the height of fashion back then.
Of course, yeah.
Now he's just sitting on the couch picking his nose.
Did he wear flares in the 70s?
Oh, my Willie was flared all over the place. It really was.
Really?
Yes, he was.
That must have been exciting.
He was the man about town. He was Mr. Byright himself. He was.
Lovely. Well, that's nice to know. It's good that you're still together after all these years.
Well, loosely, Mr. Simmons, I'm kind of hoping you're going to get yourself single.
Oh, I don't think
I'm waiting for you, Mr. Simmons.
You know.
Waiting for you.
Upsettingly for you, though, my wife has requested a song in tonight's show, which almost never happens.
Oh, Mr. Simmons, you didn't tell me you were married. I'd have left your buns alone.
Well, Winnie, we've got to get on with the show.
I hope we'll have a turnover and a couple of rolls later. Never mind.
Enough talk of my buns and inappropriate cake suggestions, but I've got
your wife's a lucky lady, Mr. Simmons. She really is. Does she clean and tidy for you as well?
We do it mutually. We do it together.
I live for mutual. I really do. My Willie just sits there like a sack of potatoes.
How awful. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, yes. Right. I'll match him one day. Match him.
We're going to get started with a song to get us going in a funky kind of way.
Oh, I like funk.
All the songs got to be related.
I used to funk with my Willie, I did.
I'm pleased for you. All the songs have to be clothing related.
Oh, yes.
What about apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That's not called that, is it, Mr. Simmons?
No, it's not called that, but those are the opening lyrics.
It's called Low by Flo Rida. Love Flo Rida.
Yeah, I wonder what state in America is his favourite, you know.
Wisconsin. No, we can't go there.
Oh, no, we definitely can't. Let's start the show.
Here's Low. Make cheese there. You know that, don't you?
Thanks, Winnie.
Love cheese.
Time to go.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on.
Bit of Flo Rida and Low there to get us going musically tonight then on the show that goes like this. Yes, it's the 25th of August, and yes, it might be, according to my usual exhaustive research, Kiss and Makeup Day today. That's not kiss someone and then put makeup on. I think it's like if you've had an argument, kiss and make up. It's also National Banana Split Day today. So whether you can combine those two things, I don't know. You know, if you've had an argument with someone, bring them a banana split. And if they like bananas, they might kiss you and make up. But more interestingly for me, more excitingly for me, throughout the rest of the show at least, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today. So we're embracing the fact that it may be time to recycle some of your clothing. It may be time to not go extensively crazy on purchasing new clothing. Maybe consider a charity shop. I don't know. Maybe have a look online for the absolute best deal you can. But anyway, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today then. Hence, beginning with Flo Rida, lots of clothing mentioned in that track. And that was courtesy of Lindsay Cardi on social media earlier, who suggested I get that song into the show. And as ever, lots of you Legend listeners have done just that, sent me examples of things that would be fabulous, fitting in with the theme of Secondhand Wardrobe Day today. So a lot of the tracks you're going to hear up until 8 o'clock tonight have been suggested by you guys and do relate to clothing in some way or another. As ever, we're going to squeeze in all the usual features into tonight's show. Celebrity birthdays, Ben's impossible question. There will be the opportunity to be Legend of the Week once again. And there is some kind of hotly contested poll running. I'll let you into a secret. The issues I was having last week, which meant I couldn't actually set up a poll, have continued into this week. I've even, you know, done extensive research in how to fix it. And there seems to be an issue. I'm going to call them out on it with Facebook and creating polls at the moment. So I need to contact Facebook at a higher level to find out exactly what's happened. But it is still possible to conduct a poll in some way. So don't despair. Poll lovers will still be able to cast a vote, although you maybe have to type a word in instead of just a single click on your favourite thing in a two-way vote. That will come very shortly. Let's get some more music on then. Now, this is a great track that I always enjoy playing. Yes, it's the Sugar Babes. Yes, it's a red dress. They've got one. Are you cooler than a red dress? I hope you are.
FM.
It's just gone 6:15. It's the show that goes like this. It's the 25th of August. It's a Tuesday evening. I'm Ben Simmons and glad to have you along. Fabulous that you tuned in. Hope your Tuesday evening's going well. Don't know if this is the same all over the country. I know you can tune in from absolutely anywhere, further afield even. I know we've got listeners as far as Cape Cod, which is exciting. And we've had people get in touch from New Zealand, from Mauritius, from the Bay of Biscay on a cruise ship. That was one of my early shows, I still remember. But it's a bit windy here in Brentwood, has been for a couple of days. I went out on my bike earlier. I'm not that proficient on a bike because I got a new one a couple of weeks ago, having not cycled for around 15 to 20 years. I can still do it because, as they say, you never forget how to ride a bike, but the wind didn't help, I think it's fair to say. Probably not the best day to try and do a 2-mile bike ride when you haven't done it for ages. Anyway, enough rambling. Great to have you here. Hope your Tuesday's okay. Hope you're not too badly affected by the wind if you're in the Brentwood or surrounding areas. Where we are here, very, very blustery. Enough of my impromptu weather reports, though. Excitedly, for people who were here last week and wanted to hear more of my mystery studio guest who didn't want to speak too much, Martin Hill, he's back again this week. Whether I can coerce him over to the microphone a little bit later on, we'll find out. And whether Ben's impossible question needs to be related to Martin Hill again, we will only find out later on in the show. I think possibly not this evening. We'll let him come up with something to be a bit fairer. But yes, Martin is in the studio again, and he's a law unto himself. It's exciting that he's here. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but that's the beauty of the show that goes like this. You're never quite sure what's coming next. Yes, we have regular features, but yes, we go off at tangents. Now, I mentioned to Ian Lee at the end of the Drive Time show, something unprecedented happened today. Obviously, I regularly put out requests to listeners to suggest songs, and thanks to Lindsay Cardi, we got Flo Rida to open the show. Thanks to Ryan Moore, we got Sugar Babes and Red Dress. And I said this hardly ever happens. My wife, the lovely Hayley Jane, has requested a song this evening. So thank you so much for doing that. Wonderful that you got involved. And excitingly, it's about a very skimpy item of clothing that when women wear them, I enjoy it. So here we go with Brian Hyland and Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Go on then.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. Was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, played there from Brian Hyland, courtesy of my wife's suggestion on social media. Well done, Hayley. Absolutely marvellous suggestion. So thanks to everybody that suggested tracks that will be included in the show tonight. Keep listening to find out if your suggestion makes it in. And then maybe after the next track I play, we will get on with Ben's impossible question. Although it's a proxy impossible question tonight. It's been researched extensively by Martin Hill. Oh. So we'll find out what the impossible question is after the next track. Here's something exciting that's never happened before. Even I don't know the answer. So perhaps I'll keep myself guessing just to relay that to you lovely Leg End listeners. So I'll get a post on Facebook while the next track is on. I'll want to hear your answers. It's quite an interesting one. I've heard the question already. I'm virtually got no answers in my head whatsoever. I came up with something and it was a bit tenuous, but I'll explain more after the next track. Now here's a track that regular contributor to the show Eddie Bushell suggested earlier on this afternoon. Always grateful to him for getting involved and getting in touch up in Norfolk. Hope you're having a wonderful time, sir, and thank you very much for this. Remember, all the songs are clothing related. Here we go then. It's Neil Diamond. He's not forever in black jeans or red jeans, is he?
Sing and dance, and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. And if you pardon me, I'd like to say, we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight, baby, tonight, by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sigh.
FM.
Neil Diamond most certainly would rather be forever in blue jeans. When you think about it, is that that great? Forever in blue jeans. Imagine if you could never take them off. Craziness. Now then, we are going to get in to Ben's impossible question.
Not true.
And I'm excited this week. It's slightly different. It's not how many miles do I live from the studio, how many miles has Martin Hill driven to get here, how old is Martin Hill in months, what was my IQ, or anything like that tonight. It's not really related to me. It's a bit more difficult to answer because even I did not know the answer when the question was set. And to give you an example, here's a totally different question which I found fascinating. Now, how do I word it properly? It's what is... 89% of people cannot do this. What is it? This is not the impossible question. This is just an example of the kind of thing. Apparently, 89% of people cannot do this. And it's nothing sort of physical. It's nothing weird. Some people might be thinking about rolling your tongue or something like that, winking, or I don't know. But that's a high percentage, isn't it? 89% of people cannot do it. I was shocked when I heard the answer. Read Roman numerals. 89% can't. I remember getting... I used to collect badges when I was a kid, and there was a badge that had something about Super X1V on it, and knowing that was 14, and was a marvellous thing for me when I was about 8 years old. So, that's great. We've just had a debate in the studio about reading the year at the end of TV programmes and films, and how well you can do that. Are you going to say hello to everyone, Martin Hill?
Oh, can if you're on. Hi. Am I on?
You are, yeah.
Oh, hi. I thought you said you collect badgers, as in little animals. That's why I was listening. That's why I laughed, because I thought, why? Who's collecting badgers?
That is a
badgers?
Weird thing to collect badgers.
No, it's just your accent.
Yeah, okay. I'm not set on it. See what I've done there. But I'm quite pleased with your impossible question. Before I get Martin Hill to speak again, he's going to get himself some exciting equipment and headphones. There you go, you're there now.
Oh yeah, I couldn't hear myself.
Yeah. It's disconcerting when you can't hear yourself, isn't it?
I prefer not to hear myself sometimes.
Fair enough. So this is exciting. You came in last week and you obviously enjoyed it so much you wanted to come back this week.
I loved it. I like watching the maestro at work.
Yeah, then he leaves and I have to come in.
Yeah, there is that. Only last week you wouldn't let me speak and kept telling everyone that I wouldn't speak.
And you resented that because you're like, I will speak. Right.
I did. I had to come back just to prove, you know, you're not the boss of me. Although, technically, you are the boss of me right now.
I've always wanted to be that. Thanks. Right. This is Ben's impossible question, but you found the question, which is quite exciting. It has now been posted onto my social media as well. And it's quite intriguing, this. It's on the lines of what can 89% of us not do, but listen carefully for the official impossible question tonight. The average person gets 17 of these in a year. What are they? So that has been posted on my Facebook profile. You need to comment beneath that post for your answer to be eligible. Have a guess. You might as well have a guess. Now, be honest, Martin, when you first found that question, what was your first thoughts of answering it? I thought maybe dreams or something like that. Get, like, memorable dreams, because often you can't remember your dreams.
17 of these a year.
Yeah.
I think for me it's... Facebook followers.
County court judgment.
Yeah, county court judgment. Parking tickets, that's usually me.
It's none of those, but what early suggestions have we got? We have got an early suggestion that's possibly quite close. But yes, comment below the post on Facebook. So the average person gets 17 of these a year. What are they? Comment below. Right, I'm going to get some more music on. When you think about songs that relate to clothing, this is surely one of the first that comes to people's minds. But huge thanks to James Morton for suggesting it anyway. Here then, it's time for a little bit of madness. Ring that bell.
Really turn it bad. All of the school was hazardous, not by the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seems a bad. Trying to
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this. Madness is still playing. How did that happen? Yeah, hope your Tuesday's marvellous. I'm still Ben Simmons. While that track was on, I didn't stop being myself. A few people have had guesses at Ben's impossible question, supplied this week as a proxy by Martin Hill, which is marvellous of him. Eddie Bushell suggests birthday presents. Phil Lunn suggests bouts of hiccups. All good guesses. And my dad has weighed in with headaches. So, yeah, all interesting guesses. You'll have to find out later on in the show if you're absolutely correct. But well done for having a guess. If you are tuned in and you're just hearing Ben's impossible question and you're wondering what it's all about, then quite simply, the question tonight is, the average person gets 17 of these a year. What are they? You have to comment below in the relevant post on Facebook to be eligible to have your answer correct. And, well, it's now 34 minutes past 6 and 38 seconds, and we won't reveal the answer probably for another hour and 10 minutes or so. So you get those guesses coming in, and share the post if you want more people to have a guess. It's a little bit more existential this evening. There's so many possibilities. It could be anything. So there's no maths problems to worry about. There's no having to know personal knowledge about me to worry about. Ben's impossible question, quite simply, is the average person gets 17 of these a year. What are they?
Not true. That's impossible.
Now then, I'm going to play a track that I was quite pleased to remind myself of earlier today. So this is a song that's been suggested by me. When I was thinking about tracks that relate to clothing in some way or another, there's a fairly obscure Oasis track that is related to clothing. When you hear songs by Oasis, this one doesn't get played very much, but I enjoyed listening to it again. It's all about a girl in a dirty shirt. So, you know, if you know any women and you want them to have cleaner clothes, play this song to them. I'm sure they'll get inspiration. From the mid-90s, possibly late 90s actually, this is Oasis. Enjoy.
If I may be so bold, I'd just say something. Come and make me my day. The clouds around your soul don't gather there for nothing. I can chase them all away. Why'd you need a reason for to be unhappy or shine it for the rest of the world? Give me just a smile and what you make it snappy. Get your act together, girl. Got a feeling lost inside it. Just won't let you go. Your life is sneaking up behind it. Just won't let you go. No, it just won't let you go. That's what I'm trying to say. What you made me. Come dancing with me. Cause to me it doesn't matter if your hopes and dreams are shattered. When you say something, you make me believe. Hey girl who wears hesitation, she knows exactly what she's worth. She knows exactly what she's worth to me. Help inside a bubble. You gotta make your own way home. You can call me
FM.
Bit of classic Oasis there, a lesser remembered track, The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. Yes, it relates to clothing. Yes, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today. Hence, all the music you're going to hear is related to clothing in some way or another. And really, it's quite, well, I say easy, but it's quite relatively easy to come up with tracks that feature clothing in the name of the track. It's a lot harder to come up with band names or artists that has, somehow have clothing in their band name. But I've managed a few towards the end of the show. We're going to save those for towards the end to whet your appetite a little bit. And remember, Ben's impossible question has now been asked as a proxy by Martin Hill, my studio guest. And it says, the average person gets 17 of these a year. What are they? Comment below. Some comments have come in. That's the beauty of it. You're not going to know the answer until around about an hour's time. So you can keep suggesting, even though other people have suggested before you. Keep those suggestions coming in. Remember, only one suggestion per person in order to keep it fair to everybody else. And, yeah, we still haven't got into Celebrity Birthdays or the Legend of the Week Award. Oh, and the hotly contested poll. There is a poll running in a kind of weird way, so let me explain how it is doing so. If you scroll down my Facebook profile, perhaps during the next track I'll share this so it goes back to the top. This has been posted on my Ben Simmons radio page and shared to my personal profile. That our poll is going to be done in a different way tonight because of Facebook software issues. They're not currently letting you create a poll, which is a bit bizarre. But I am asking the question, which were worse for the world of fashion? Flares or shell suits? So which were worse for the world of fashion, flares or shell suits? So while the next track is on, don't panic, I will share this post back to the top of my profile, and you have to comment beneath the post. You can't just click and it adds up your score. You have to comment flares or shell suits to cast your vote, and I will then do the maths myself and work out who has been victorious, poll-wise, before I go off the air. So, which were worse for the world of fashion, flares or shell suits? Here's a man that doesn't worry about flares or shell suits. He just worries about his hat. Apparently, it's very important where he puts it. Cheers, Paul Young.
Tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. That's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had romance. Did you break it by chance over me? If it's so, I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it. Type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. That's my home. To make you understand.
And this is the show that goes like this. Who knows what's coming next? I'm Ben Simmons, and I know what's coming next. I'm going to tell you all about some celebrity birthdays. Let's do it. Well, it's the 25th of August, and today, unbelievably, Sean Connery is 90 years old. How the heck has that happened? Elvis Costello is 66 today. Actor Tom Hollander is 53. Actress Joanne Whalley is 56. Julia Davis from Gavin and Stacey and 99 is 54 today. Singer Alexandra Burke is 32. Writer Frederick Forsyth is 82. Writer Martin Amis is 71. Country singer Billy Ray Cyrus is 59. Director Tim Burton is 62. And my namesake from Kiss, Gene Simmons, 71. I never do the face paints like he does, though. I just couldn't do it exactly the same. That would be ridiculous. Very happy birthday to you if it's your birthday on the 25th of August. I don't know if you do, but it's still instilled in me from school that you think of birthdays from the school year. So if you were born this week, you were one of the youngest in your year, very probably, and someone who was born 3 or 4 days later than you would be in a totally different year group and you'd never know them. I can remember that happened. There's a good friend of mine, it will be his birthday coming up next week, who was born in early September. There's a good friend of ours as well, who was born the following August the 31st. They're probably born 4 days apart, but almost a year apart. But they managed to be in the same year. Don't know why I'm talking about random school friends, but I don't know, maybe for some of you it's loosely entertaining. Let's get more tracks on then. They're all related to clothing because it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. Keep it here on Phoenix FM. Spread the word about the show and about the station. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And if you've got a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. Here come then Adam Ant and his Goody Two Shoes. He's a nice guy.
Tell me when slip with a fella from the big fat big fat. Look out, there's something inside.
Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons with my studio guest, Martin Hill.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, man.
Did you like that song by Adam Ant?
Loved it.
You an Adam Ant fan?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you too much about Adam Ant.
If there was a quiz coming, I would have lost.
Seeing Adam Ant on the show's playlist reminded me of what I did at the weekend, and that's reminded me we have something vaguely in common, because last weekend I cleaned out and revamped my garage, which I used to store a lot of things. I was trying to make it easier to store things, and you've in recent times cleaned out a basement in your property, haven't you?
I did. That is a vague...
It is very vague.
It's very vague, but
very
yeah,
tenuous, yeah.
No, yeah. I've been through that process.
But what occurred to me, and I don't know if you knew this about me until tonight, I absolutely hate spiders, insects, creepy crawlies, anything like that. I just don't want them to go on me or near me. Weirdly, I can have a money spider on me because I can't feel it. Anything bigger than that, I'm like a big girl and just run away. That's no reflection on women. Many women can handle spiders and are okay with it. But I wondered if when you were cleaning out your basement, you had to contend with many spiders.
No, I mean, I had to contend with friends who refused to help me, and now I know why you wouldn't. Help me at all.
Yes.
Do that. But I don't like them, and there was a bit of a fear, but there wasn't. I haven't seen any, like, big spiders. I can deal with, like,
yeah,
moderate-sized spiders.
Okay, you'd have been fine in my garage, because the majority of them are those weird, sort of large, but stupidly thin, spindly spiders.
Yeah, I'm fine with them ones. Yeah. It's when they've got a bit of meat to them, then I'm scared of them.
I saw about three or four what you'd call garden or house spiders that just ran off into nowhere, so that was okay. But the weirdest thing that happened, I got a cardboard tube out, and I don't know if you've seen, but spider nests look like a little, or what they make babies in, look like sort of fluffy white balls about the size of a marble. And there were quite a few of those around, which I sort of swept away. And on this cardboard tube, there was one of those. And as I moved the tube, I was like, oh my God, I've disturbed an ant's nest. And loads of these little things started running up the tube. And I was like, oh, they're not ants. They've all just come out of this white fluffy ball and they're now running away.
To be honest, I don't know if this... I genuinely didn't know that that's what spiders did. So it's okay. Like a ball.
Yeah.
The white little balls. And
yeah.
They're full of spiders.
Well, yeah, apparently. Well, I saw it happen, so yeah, they are. I'd seen them all around my garage before. I'd never seen anything come out of them and assumed they'd come out and just left the fluffy ball, you know, once they do it. And, yeah, it freaked me out the other day. Oh. I didn't like it. So,
every day's a school day, innit?
Should we get a track on while we come to terms with spiders and spiders?
What vague clothing reference have we got now?
Nothing, really. Oh, actually, well, this leads me back to clothing.
Okay.
I once was trying on one of my dad's old jackets for a school play to see if I could use it in the school play. Got it out of his wardrobe, put it on, and there was a massive dead spider on the lapel of it, which I didn't want to touch and brush away, so I had to take the jacket off. It was sort of shouting and screaming while I had to do it. That leads me back to clothing. Let's play another song about clothing. Here's Prince. It's not a jacket, but he's got a raspberry beret, apparently. I wonder if it just tasted of raspberries or was raspberry colour. Let's worry about that while we hear it.
She had another ass move. I planned to do it any harm.
I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after that, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're halfway through the show that goes like this tonight on the 25th of August. Hope it's going by as quickly for you as it is for me. Keep it here on Phoenix FM. We're very glad to have you. And remember, if you have missed any of the shows so far, you can catch up on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website from usually around Wednesday morning. It's phoenixfm.com, and then search the schedule for a Tuesday evening, click on the show that goes like this, and it will take you to my blog page for the last 4 months of broadcasts. If you've missed them all, if this is the first time you've ever listened, you think, I'd love to listen to the previous 19 broadcasts, then feel free. 38 hours of radio up there. Go for it. That's all I'm going to say. Right, I'm going to get another track on. After this track, I will let you know what you need to do to be my legend of the week tonight. Yes, it's interactive on the show that goes like this. And thanks to a couple of people who sent messages in. We have got the hotly contested poll in a bizarre way running on my Facebook profile, asking which was worse for the world of fashion, flares or shell suits. And Gary Collins has sent in and said, I tried flares, but they burnt my legs. I think they were the wrong kind of flares, Gary. Whether they burnt your legs or not, you could have left your hat on and it wouldn't have affected it in any way whatsoever. Oh, that's appropriate. Here's Joe Cocker.
Take off your coat, real
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The big question is, what if you're not wearing a hat in the first place? Then you can't leave your hat on, can you? Not well thought out argument, I think. It should be you can leave your hat on unless you're not wearing a hat, in which case don't worry about it. But difficult to get that in the lyrics, I appreciate. Yes, it's Tuesday the 25th of August and it is Kiss and Make Up Day. It isn't a National Banana Split Day. It's difficult to say National Banana, apparently, because I struggled. But more importantly than either of those, it's National Secondhand Wardrobe Day today. So we're celebrating clothing in many different ways. On this programme. And to that end, we've got a Legend of the Week request for all you lovely Legend listeners, so listen very carefully. For Legend of the Week tonight, there is now a post with this on my Facebook profile. You have to comment below the post. It has a green background with a, and it even says, PHOTO! In capital letters, hence you say it a lot louder. Comment below with a PHOTO! Of yourself in bizarre or unusual clothing. The craziest will probably win. Now, I don't just want a photo of some bizarre clothing, and I am aware there are people who regularly enter the Legend of the Week tournament that have sent in photographs before of themselves in unusual clothing for previous criteria. It cannot be a photo I've seen before. You're only going to know that if you're listening live to the station, so you've got an advantage. You may not understand why you get disqualified if you just reply on social media, but if you're going that extra mile and actually listening live as well, you will know it cannot be a photo I've ever seen before. So, for Legend of the Week tonight, comment below in the relevant place on my Facebook profile with a photo of yourself in bizarre or unusual clothing, and the craziest will probably win. I'll look through all the relevant entries just before I go off the air and bestow another Legend of the Week around about 5 to 8 tonight. So get your photos in. If you've not got a photo of yourself in some crazy clothing, but you've got some crazy clothing, go and put it on. Take a photo. Or trawl your archives and find the craziest clothing photo you can. While we all worry about that, here's a brilliant suggestion from Phil Whelans on social media earlier on today. Oh, I should have said, a few tracks back, Adam Ant's Goody Two Shoes was suggested by Paul Milton, and Joe Cocker's You Can Leave Your Hat On was suggested by Phil Lunn. So thanks to those two gents for their ideas. That was marvellous. We also had Wherever I Lay My Hat and Paul Young. That was another one from Lindsay Cardi. And Raspberry Beret from Prince was another one from Eddie Bushell. Phil Whelan's one, probably the most tenuous suggestion yet from the Steve Miller Band, but I like it. Abracadabra. Well done, Phil Whelan's. Magic.
This with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Quite a few entries have come in for the photograph competition for the Legend of the Week award, but more are welcome. So remember, for Legend of the Week tonight, you have to comment below the relevant post on my Facebook profile, also on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, a photo of yourself in bizarre or unusual clothing. And I have stipulated the craziest will probably win. So, you know, you can't go too crazy. That's all I'm going to say. There's a couple of excellent ones there already if you want to have a look and get some inspiration. But, you know, do the best you can. That is what you need to do to be the Legend of the Week. And everything else is still running. The poll to decide which were worse for the world of fashion, flares or shell suits. Shell suits resoundingly winning at the moment, but it could all change. And also, Ben's impossible question, remember, supplied by my studio guest, the fabulous Martin Hill, asking, the average person gets 17 of these in a year. What are they? So keep those guesses coming. Make it interactive here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. It's great to have you listening, but it's also great when you go that extra mile and get involved in the show in an interactive way as well. So truly fabulous. Well done to Phil Wienans for his abracadabra suggestion there from the Steve Miller Band. Should we get some more music on then? You can't help but think of a certain TV programme when you hear this track. Thanks to Naomi Bushell for suggesting it. It is still clothing related, remember, on National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. Here are the Stereophonics with Handbags and Glad Rags.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the earth shine. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a
FM.
What a great track. Will always be associated with The Office, I'm sure you will agree. But the Stereophonics, Handbags and Glad Rags, brilliant. Suggested by Naomi Bushell earlier on this afternoon. So thank you very much for doing that. Well, it's still the show that goes like this. We've still got 8 tracks to squeeze in the next 40 minutes, as well as resolve everything that's hanging over our heads, so to speak. That sounds negative, really, doesn't it? Resolve everything that's yet to be resolved. Ben's impossible question needs answering. Legend of the week needs bestowing. And we need to find out whether flares or shell suits were worse for the world of fashion. If you scroll down my Facebook profile, you'll be able to vote on all those things and be truly interactive here on the show that goes like this, one of the most interactive shows on this station, Phoenix FM. But do check out our website, phoenixfm.com. You can find information about all the presenters, all the programmes. Find something to whet your palate. I'm sure you will enjoy it. And there's loads of relevant local information on there, as well as interesting articles and features too. Just check it out, phoenixfm.com. Maybe that's how you're listening to the show on our Listen Live link. And thank you very much for doing so. Right, here's a song that always bothers me about why it's spelt the way it's spelt. I'm going to reveal a little bit about that after we've heard it. It's related to clothing because he asks people to take off all their clothes. It's Nelly. It's Hot in Here with two R's.
Let's just fall out. Give a little bit of
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, yes, this is still the show that goes like this. A little bit disconcerting for us in the studio. It just started what can only be described as absolutely chucking it down outside. Very loud noises on the roof of our studio here in Brentwood, but it's always sunny on Phoenix FM. Don't worry about the rain. If there's rain where you are, if you're listening in the local area and you're thinking, cripes, it's raining. First of all, cripes is a fabulous word. And second of all, don't worry about the rain. Keep tuned in to this station and this programme and we will bring the sunshine into your life. It's that dramatic this evening. It really is. Hope you're enjoying all the content so far. Remember, you can get interactive on the show that goes like this. You can answer Ben's impossible question. You can try and be my legend of the week. You can vote on the hotly contested poll. If you don't want to do any of those things, you can still enjoy the fabulous tunes that relate to the theme of the day. And the theme of today's show is National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. So all the tracks you're going to hear relate to clothing in some way or another. A little bit suggestive from Nelly before there. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. It's always bothered me why it's spelt here rather than here. And when I say her, I mean H-E-R-R-E. That is not how you spell here. If you do a little bit of research online, I think it tells you that Nelly, the rapper, is from St. Louis in America, and apparently from people that hail from that area of the United States, they have a very pronounced accent, and hence the word here is often pronounced her. I'm not American, I'm not from St. Louis, so I can't really comment one way or another, but that's why he did it. He wanted to incorporate his hometown's accent into the title of his song. So if you've ever been bothered about why it's called Hot in Here, then now you know. And yeah, St. Louis, America. Find someone from St. Louis, they will probably speak with a very pronounced, slightly bizarre accent. That is why it happened in Nelly's song. There you go, you learn something by listening to this programme. Let me ask my studio guest, Martin Hill, how he feels about that. Martin, did you know that information before I just shared it with everyone?
No.
Are you interested by it?
Yes.
That was really genuine, thanks.
I am. Every day is a school day, isn't it?
Hot in here. It's weird. It's just, it's a glaring weird thing that in a title of a relatively well-known song, there's a ridiculous spelling of a word. And it's not even like text speak and you've got a number as a part of a word, like a two night or something, you know. It's just the incorrect spelling of here. Don't bang your headphones on the microphone.
I was caught unawares. By the microphone.
Yeah, so I'm not aware of it, the rest of Nelly's work particularly. I can only think of Hot In Here that he's done.
Yeah, I don't. It's not my kind of music, I'm afraid.
When do you have a kind of music? Because I always say I just like a bit of anything, really. It doesn't have to be a particular genre or time. I can like anything at any point.
I don't. Bizarrely, though, we did, when I was a phone guest on Ear Chat, I do have a thing for country music at the minute.
Do you?
I don't know why. It's just sort of...
Has that started relatively recently, or is it
yeah,
just...
Yeah,
totally, oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Nice.
I don't know why, either, because I just don't know how it started. Someone keeps playing Dolly Parton every week for some reason, but that's kind of coming to my head. But
I did a feature on about a couple of years ago of ridiculous country music song titles, and there's some brilliant ones out there. There was one that I can remember that was, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Well, yeah, it's all about drinking or your dog dying or something.
And instead of you can't have your cake and eat it too, there was a song about threesomes called You Can't Have Your Cake and Edith Too. I'll find out some of those tracks for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy them, now I know. Right, let's get another track on. There's a slightly suggestive one. Again, we're keeping the suggestive clothing themes going. It's Shakira, who wants to know what's going on underneath your clothes. Ooh-ah.
Of God, don't get me wrong, 'cause this might sound to you a bit odd, but you own the place where all my thoughts go hiding, right under your clothes. It's where underneath your clothes, there's an endless story.
dark ways to ride because of you.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
She's a bit suggestive, old Shakira there. Wants to know what's going on underneath your clothes. And she told you in a previous song, her hips don't lie. So we know what's partly going on under her clothes. And if you've seen the video for She-Wolf, she nearly shows you. So you can't go wrong with Shakira. Martin Hill, thoughts on Shakira?
Yeah, she's very nice, Shakira. I don't watch her quite as much as you do.
I just know those three tracks. She's from Colombia, quite famously, isn't she?
Yeah.
I don't know any other famous people from Colombia. Carlos Valderrama, who was a footballer in the World Cup in America in 1994, had massive blonde hair.
Set me up so you could just say that bit of information?
No, I really didn't. It came to me as I said it.
Oh, okay.
That's the spontaneous nature of this show, see? Right, now, that song by Shakira... Well, the last couple of songs were mainly inspired by me. I wanted to get Nelly on because of the weird spelling. And you can't go wrong with Shakira. Martin Hill now thinks I'm obsessed with Shakira, but I'm not.
A little bit.
Even though I've mentioned her quite a lot in this link. There's no more Shakira on this programme.
That on the big poster you've got behind you.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to tell anyone about that. Actually, when I was at university, those standees you get, the sort of life-size cutouts of people. Someone bought me, I can't remember who bought me it. It was a life-size cutout of Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls.
Right.
And I kept that in my room in university for a long time.
Did you? I don't know what state it was when you left.
It was in exactly the same state as when it was arrived. There was nothing dodgy with it. It was just Emma Bunton was always there. I didn't have a lot of friends at university. They were like, you could go and hang out with Emma again.
By the sounds of it.
Let's stop digging.
Or any that comes in will be scared to death of that. That's not a...
It did happen one time. I brought a girl back. She made me turn Emma Bunton round, so she was looking out the window.
I'm surprised she didn't turn around and just leave.
She jumped out the window as well, yeah. Right, enough digging a hole for me, I think. I need to move on quite urgently. And let's have the final song we're going to have where the title of the song relates to clothing in some way. Then, actually, I'm lying. The song I'm going to play us out with relates to clothing. But this is the last one for a little while. We're then going to go to bands and artists with clothes in their name. But as Nancy Sinatra knows, her boots are made for what? Stomping? No. Stamping? No. Kicking? Oh, no. Walking.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Nancy Sinatra there, whose boots are most definitely made for walking. Well, I'm going to give you an update on the hotly contested poll. I think I really need to get onto the upper echelons of Facebook management to sort out this software issue where they're not letting me create polls, because there haven't been a huge raft of votes come in tonight. But I can tell you that what was worse for the world of fashion, shell suits or flares, 100% of the votes went with shell suits. Nobody seems too bothered about flares. I mean, they were a couple of decades apart, weren't they? Now, Martin Hill, I know you've got experience with shell suits. I've got experience with shell suits. You never had experience with flares, though. It was a bit before our time, wasn't it?
Well, it was before my time. I can't definitely say it was before yours, Ben. But, yeah, I did. The picture that went up there was of me in a shell suit.
Yeah.
That I was very proud of.
I can remember at the time. What's so weird is how things in fashion, in not that long a time afterwards, get severely ridiculed. But I can remember I had a sort of pinky purple and green shell suit, and when I wore it out, thought it was brilliant. And, you know, 10 years later, everyone would happily tell you you're a complete idiot for wearing it. You know?
Yeah, especially given that that one ended its life on in flames. From a birthday cake, I believe, that
did
went
it?
Horribly. Yeah, I mean,
in
those
flames?
Things. Yeah, those things caught fire. Like, it was
right.
A very bad fashion thing.
Safety conscious.
It was just.
So
yeah.
What actually happened then? It's something about just a birthday cake and your shell suit catching fire.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't my birthday cake, but and I didn't go up in flames. Like, I wasn't scarred for life or anything. But the sleeve did catch fire, and it went, and it was like just a big hole, and then that was the end of the poor shell suit.
Probably
the saddest thing about it, though, is I think I actually begged my mum to buy me another one. and I don't know whether that says anything good or bad about me, to be honest.
I think I had a couple of show suits. I remember the purple and green one, and I had one that was black with hints of orange and blue, but that you could kind of get away with a bit more. The purple one, was, looking back now, really was terrible.
Yeah, they never stood the test of time like Kappa tracksuits or anything.
No,
like that,
true, did, true. But, yeah. Weirdly, I did a show, a summer season in Margate a few years back, and we did a 70s medley in the show, and we all had to wear flares for that. And I remember thinking, this was fashionable. They're terrible. They're just not practical at all, just swinging around all over the place. Absolutely ridiculous. That's such a weird fashion that we're going to make the bottoms of everyone's trousers massive. Just weird.
It might come back, though. That's the thing. That's why I'm very careful not to criticise too much, because I just think I'm probably going to end up wearing it in a few years. Like, it'll just be...
Shell suits are not coming back.
Although I am clearly not a fashion guru.
Yes,
but this is about second-hand clothes, though, isn't it? What's the worst hand-me-down clothes you've ever had?
Oh, that's
spider-ridden jacket.
Yeah, that's clearly going to be the most traumatic. Well, I can't think of anything terrible. What's amusing that happens sometimes, I go over my mum and dad's. When I was a kid, my mum used to cut my hair. So when it was lockdown, my mum offered to cut my hair again, because she's pretty proficient at hair cutting, although she's never done it professionally. And I said, all right, well, I don't want to get hair on these clothes. And she went, just put something old of your dad's on. just went and got an old T-shirt of his. And I wore it. And she said, that looks quite good on you. He hasn't worn that for years. I'm going to get him to wear it. So it was kind of secondhand. It was some T-shirt he had.
Did your dad not mind?
He seemed to be okay with it.
Oh, was he?
Huh? Yeah, I think
he's probably nursing one of these headaches he keeps getting.
17. My dad used to suffer with migraines, but that's for another time.
Oh, so he's probably been honest about that question.
Yeah, maybe he is.
I thought he was just hungover all the time.
Don't think so, from my experience. Right, let's get more music on. Remember, no longer is the title of the song related to clothing. It's actually the band name. Here's a clear favourite. It's Love Fool. It's the Cardigans.
FM.
The Cardigans there and Love Fool then, one of the most obvious clothing related band names out there on this National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. Well, as ever, into the home stretch of this show, so about three more tracks we're going to manage to squeeze in before I leave you. And then don't forget, from 8 until 10 tonight, Rob Harvey is in with Synth City. And then from 10 until midnight, it's Steve Davis of Snooker fame with the Interesting Alternative Show. So keep it here, 98.0 or Phoenix FM. com. And after the next track, I will put you out of your misery and give you the correct answer to Ben / Martin's impossible question this evening. But we're going to keep the tracks going, so we managed to squeeze them all in. So here with the brilliant Boogie tonight, it's Booty Love. See, they love booty, so it's still clothing related. I'm sorry.
Hope you're ready. Your keys, 'cause whatever you're drinking, it's on me, it's on me. Stand if you want to, stare if you want to, but I got to party, I need me a party. Came here to get you, but I can't wait to grab me a partner and cut a rug off tonight, yeah. But I got to party, I'm up in the party, I'm glad that I got you, and it's alright, you got you a partner, and cut a rug up tonight, yeah.
That was Booty Love and Boogie Tonight then. So, put you out of your misery, what about the answer to this?
Not true. That's impossible.
Ben's impossible question, provided by Martin Hill this evening, asked, the average person gets 17 of these a year. What are they? Phil Lunn suggested bouts of hiccups. My dad suggested headaches. Eddie Bushell suggested 1.5 fortnights, which was a little bit bizarre. Paul Milton suggested colds. And then quite a few people have actually got this right. So very well done to Lindsay Cardi. Very well done to Barbara Ferry, who guessed correctly, insect bites. Apparently 17 a year. Martin Hill, do you get insect bites? Are you aware of them? Would you say 17 a year sounds about right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In clearing out my garage last weekend, one appeared on my arm, so I'm hoping it's nothing to do with spiders, because they're always a bit more sinister, spider bites.
You've got a big issue with this garage. I think you should just stay away from hard labour.
You know, people have a garage sale. I want to invite people around to just look at my garage now it's all sorted.
I did. This is genuinely a true story. I had bites on my arm from some sort of, I think it was like a mosquito or something.
Yeah.
And it actually, there was about 10 of them, and they actually made a smiley face on my arm. I kid you not. And I had to go to the pharmacist because they were itching like mad, and she thought I'd made it up. I'm like, no, genuinely, this is real.
So they did it on purpose. The insects are telling you to cheer up.
It was two eyes, a nose, and then the rest of them just had this curved line that looked like a face. She had to give me ointment to put cream to.
That's at the same time scary and brilliant. Yeah, so well done. Right, penultimate track coming up. Then we'll find out who Legend of the Week is. This is again tenuous with a band name related to clothing. ZZ Top. Yes, I'm not apologising for that one. I was pleased with it.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. We are most definitely almost at the finish line now, waiting for the photo finish. I've got to sum up everything and reveal who the Legend of the Week could possibly be. Now remember, I asked you to send in photographs of yourself in bizarre clothing, and there are some people who've done very well, but I know it's partly for their profession that they've dressed like that, so I'm not sure whether really they should be eligible to win. Martin Hill in a ridiculous shell suit when he was a kid is clearly right up there, but he is my studio guest and I don't want accusations of favouritism. So thanks to the likes of Naomi Bushell and Laura White, who sent in a brilliant Alice in Wonderland themed photograph. And then the Bushell family have been very busy. We got photos of Frankie and Lexi as well as Eddie. And then Ryan Taylor has sent one in. My mum has sent one in as Scarface, which is excellent. Hazel James has sent in a very creepy one. Jamie Jones, who's a brilliant pantomime dame, has sent one in of himself dressed as a hot point washing machine. And Andy Michelle Bacon has sent one in as well, which looks very interesting. I advise you to look at Facebook. But I am giving the winner of Legend of the Week this week to a man dressed as Banana Man in an office. It looks really bizarre. It looks hilarious. Congratulations to Adrian Whitfield. Well, Well, congratulations, Adrian. Hold your head high for the next week at least. And Martin Hill, we've got about 25 seconds of the programme left. How's it been for you this evening?
It's been emotional, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, one and all. It's been a privilege and honour. Oh, I got told I wasn't allowed to speak, sorry.
It's all right, I'll give you that tenner later. Cheers. Right, we will be back same time next week. Rob Harvey is up next with Synth City, so keep it here at 98.0. Going to play you out with Inappropriate Clothing. Yes, it's Cisco and Thong Song.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know I never can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance all the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long, let me see that thong. The lady wanna show that thong, 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 thong. I like it when the beat go, baby, make your booty go. I wanna show that thong, 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 thong. That girl so scandalous, and I know I never can handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spot. To the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck,